This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government implements private investment protection and promotion strategy to boost investor confidence. Nepal exports electricity worth 29.32 billion rupees to India and Bangladesh in the last fiscal year. Indian Army Chief Dhiraj Seth pays courtesy call on Prime Minister Balendra Shah. And mediator Qatar says Hormuz agreement is crucial for US-Iran talks to resume. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has issued the private investment protection and promotion strategy aiming to boost investor confidence while securing, protecting and promoting private sector investment. The government has made it clear that the strategy has been introduced to create an environment where the private sector can invest with the high morale for rapid economic growth and job creation in the country. The strategy has prioritized the physical security of investors and industrial and commercial structures, asset protection, economic recovery, legal and regulatory simplification, investment protection and promotion, and the development of entrepreneurship among the youth. The Government of Nepal Council of Ministers approved a list of 100 governance reform talks on March 27th, which included a work plan to formulate and implement a strategy for protection and promotion of the private sector. Chief of Army Staff of the Indian Army, General Dhiraj Seth, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Balendra Shah, also the Defence Minister, at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar today. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Navin Srivastava, was also present in the meeting, according to Prime Minister Shah's press and research expert Deepa Dahal. Leading a five-member delegation, General Seth arrived in Kathmandu on Sunday for a four-day official visit at the invitation of the Chief of the Army Staff of the Nepali Army, Ashok Raj Sukdel. Following the customary tradition, President Ramchandra Pordial conferred the honorary rank of General of the Nepali Army on Chief of Army Staff General Seth at a special program organized at Sital Nivas on Monday. The Indian delegation is scheduled to return home on Wednesday. Nepal exported electricity worth 29.32 billion rupees to India and Bangladesh in the last fiscal year, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Shrestha said. Responding to lawmakers' queries in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Shrestha said electricity exports alone cannot be considered the full measure of success in Nepal's energy sector. Minister Shrestha also expressed the commitment that the ministry would take effective measures to ensure regular supply of quality energy for domestic consumers. He also informed that the task of expanding smart meters and substation automation system has gained momentum in Kathmandu Valley and the major cities. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadag Raj Pordial has said that the government is moving ahead firmly to have Nepal removed from the European Union's air safety list. Responding to questions raised on ministry-related matters during today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Pordial said Nepal was confident of being removed from the list soon based on its commitment to aviation safety, implementation of corrective action plans, enhanced regulatory capacity, institutional reforms, and continued dialogue with the European Union. He also said that the further measures would be taken based on the outcome of the EU's review of Nepal's corrective action plans. The Nepali Congress has decided to take the necessary initiatives and lead the efforts to amend the constitution while safeguarding its achievements and further strengthening democracy. At a press conference held at party central office in Sanepa today, party spokesperson Debraj Chalise made public the decisions of the central working committee meeting. He said that the party had called for the formation of the Constitution Amendment Recommendation Commission, headed by a retired Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, to recommend timely reforms while preserving the fundamental values of the Constitution. Similarly, spokesperson Talisa said that the Central Management Committee has been formed under the chairmanship of Party President Gagan Kumar Thapa for the party's 15th General Convention. Spokesperson Talisa said that the 15th General Convention of the party will be held from the 2nd to the 4th of September. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Karnal says that the government plans to reduce rental cost by constructing residential buildings for Nepali embassies and missions abroad. Responding to queries from lawmakers in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Karnal said that the buildings for Nepali missions abroad shall be constructed in a way that reflects Nepal's own identity and characteristics. The Foreign Affairs Minister also said that 1.03 billion rupees was spent on housing for Nepali missions abroad in the last fiscal year, which is about 17% of the total budget allocated for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the same year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Qatar, a key mediator in the stalled U.S.-Iran talks, said on Tuesday that an agreement between Iran and Oman over the Strait of Hormuz would make it easier to resume negotiations to end the war in the Middle East. According to AFP News Agency, Iran and Oman, both coastal states bordering the strait, have for weeks been discussing the future of navigation through the waterway, with Tehran saying that the geographical coordinates of the route envisaged by both countries have been agreed upon. Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majid Al Ansari told reporters that they were also waiting for an agreement between the Sultanates of Oman and Iran regarding the strait, which would enable them to return to the framework of negotiations. Earlier on Tuesday, Iran's top negotiator Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf said that the strategic waterway will not be opened until the United States meets Tehran's targets, including lifting a naval blockade. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to bomb Oman if it gets in the way of a deal with Iran on Hormuz. And he also called for Tehran to surrender in a war that has become a growing political burden at home. The death toll from record-breaking torrential rain that struck Chiba Prefecture east of Tokyo last week has risen to 13, while one person remains missing, the prefectural government said on Tuesday. According to the Xinhua News Agency, more than 2,300 homes across the prefecture have suffered damage, including flooding above and below floor level. Meanwhile, some 2,700 vehicles remain abandoned on roads after becoming submerged, obstructing traffic and causing congestion. Record rainfall pounded Chiba Prefecture from Thursday to Friday last week, prompting the Japan Meteorological Agency to issue a Level 5 emergency warning. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Madhya, Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the Tarai region of Sudarpashchim province. Likewise, heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi province and the hilly and dry regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government implements private investment protection and promotion strategy to boost investor confidence. Nepal exports electricity worth 29.32 billion rupees to India and Bangladesh in the last fiscal year. Indian Army Chief Dhiraj Seth pays courtesy call on Prime Minister Barendra Shah. And mediator Qatar says Hormuz agreement is crucial for US-Iran talks to resume. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.